I wish that this was all that I had. Find a way to write and make it right now. An isolation plan, a computer in my hand, and they wanna take advantage of it. But me and you, and I.
Please call me back at 858-437.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the Ion.
90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. And a good morning to you. 10:06. It's a Tuesday. And it's time for Old School Vinyl with the old professor. Speaking. And welcome. With you for the next couple of hours. First, let's take a look at our Wony Weekly Update. First of all, congratulations to both the SUNY Oneonta men's soccer team and Oneonta High School. Great season. While most of you enjoyed the weekend, they were out in Connecticut in an NCAA tournament. Oneonta lost to Babson, unfortunately, 1-0 in the first round. Also a cheer for the Oneonta High School Yellow Jackets, my alma mater, their football team. They lost handily, unfortunately, to Chenango Forks, but they made it to the Class B final in Section 4, which is something that's not been done for a very, very long time, believe me, as an alum. But a great season, and again, hats off to both. Good job. Hey, if you don't have any plans at lunch today, bring a lunch with you at noon in the Craven Lounge of Morris Hall. Find out what the Amish population contributes to our local area. Just go to by Village of Morris or Richfield Springs, and you'll see those horse and buggies out and about. You see, they're largely reusing farmland. Others have gotten out of it in recent years. So Dr. Annette McKay will share information to date that describes the demographic profile of these new old world neighbors. They don't all run puppy mills. Student Fashion Society will host a virtual talk by Lawrence Pizzi tonight, 7 in the Human Ecology Room of 132. Lawrence Pizzi is a renowned fashion designer and creative visionary with decades of experience in the global fashion industry. And in this exclusive session, he'll share behind-the-scenes insights into the world of high fashion. We'll have more campus news and events coming in the next hour. Forecast-wise today, 12 News Binghamton's meteorology team says clouds are supposed to decrease today with a high of 39. Sunshine, that scary thing up in the sky, is it coming back? Hope so. Partly cloudy tonight, low 23. We'll see some sunshine for Wednesday and Thursday. Highs those days in the mid-40s. Go around 30. Snow and showers come back Friday and Saturday. Could hit 50 on Friday, but it'll be going down again, unfortunately. So here we go. So this week, Old School Vinyl. We'll take a look, of course, at campus and local history in 1950 and 1975. And later on, I'm just in a 1975 mood today. That's it. It's later this hour. Stick around. It's Old School Vinyl. Old Professor. 90.9. W-O-N-Y. Keep it locked.
Get all the blades and we turn up our amps. safe or something.
old school vinyl. The old professor. At 10:25, a good morning to you. In this last set, we heard the Jay Giles Band. She's a flamethrower. Also heard Billy Joel, Half a Mile Away. Jackson Browne was in there. On the Boulevard. And then we heard a Syracuse band, Todd Hoban Band. 1981, Passion and the Pain. An old school vinyl. 26, if I didn't say so. I said it. You know, are you thinking adding a furry friend to your home? So if you live in the Oneonta area, you can adopt a loving dog from Superheroes Humane Society or the Susquehanna SPCA, which is near Cooperstown. Give them a forever home. Train. You'd help support your local shelter and save a dog's life today. Expand your family and build a brand new life for these furry friends. And if you aren't looking for a new furry friend, you can always feel free to donate blankets and pillows to dogs and cats in need as well. Any donations would be greatly appreciated. And we strive to give these furry friends a better life. So you can find them both on the web and Facebook. Superheroes Humane Society or the Susquehanna SPCA. That's a public service announcement from 90.9 WONY. And a happy birthday, Wolf, out to Sophie over in the Village of Green today. Hey, little buddy. So it's old school vinyl. And first time here, well, we're mixing it up. This is the first set you heard. Bands you knew, songs maybe you didn't. I'm going to throw in some 45s later on. Album cuts, hits, you name it, we got it. We'll continue. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked. 90.9 WONY at 10:47. Good morning to you. It's Old School Vinyl. The old professor. In this last set, we heard Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Talk to me. Won't ya? We heard Boz Skaggs from Georgia. We got Back Together Again. We heard Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall and John Oates. And Chicago started us out. I'm a man. Yes, I am. An old school vinyl. About this time of the hour. Kick back a little bit and see what was going on around Oneonta, the campus. In a certain year this year, we're going to drop back 50 years to 1975 this week. Fiscal day default in New York City was still in the headlines. And it wasn't just Oneonta rallying for Federal and Student Association. It was that they were in the fight as well. SUNY Chancellor Ernest Boyer telegrammed President Ford, advising him of the effects on the SUNY system if New York City did default. We're talking construction jobs, cuts in student enrollment, classes, a lot more. About 280 students went to a rally in Washington exactly for that same reason. Eyes were on the Red Dragons for soccer. This is back when they were Division I. Unfortunately, the road to the NCAA Finals was a quick exit. Cornell beat Oneonta State in Ithaca, 1-0. The same score as this past weekend, Oneonta losing to Babson. Interesting. Well, Thanksgiving break was coming, and so it is. Here, too, as well, next week. If you lived on Long Island, you could join Oneonta Night on Thanksgiving night at the brand-new Rum Runner Club. That's on State Route 106 in Oyster Bay. Admission was a dime. Free with your Oneonta ID. Neat attire, no jeans. It boasted of live bands, a large dance floor, a 70-foot bar, fireplace, and a friendly atmosphere. Rum Runner Club, Oyster Bay. At the movies this week, the Oneonta Theater had Walking Tall, Part 2, while the Showcase Cinema had Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby, of all things, starring in Let's Do It Again. We're going to play something from that movie. Let's Do It Again. So that's a look at culture. Found Oneonta, the Sunni Unity campus in 1975. Take a look at 2000, next hour. Oh, that 1950. Accuracy. As we continue, I'm in a 1975 mood now that I've been talking about that. Some hits from that year. Some you remember, some you may not. That's old school vinyl for you. 90.9. W-O-N-Y. Keep it locked.
Next to mine, sweet love in the midnight. Somewhere you go each day.